Thank you very much. Let me again commend, you know, Germany for its leadership on forecast-based financing. Now, as much as it makes a lot of sense, it requires a mind shift, it requires a behavior change, it requires a attitudinal change and also some flexibility and risk-taking. And we're not there, you know, yet. We need a critical mass of champions to join you and to join us, you know, in doing it. And while we do so, we will require to, you know, further building, you know, the evidence and then show through the examples that I just have given in Bangladesh, you know, how it works, and then continue to tell the story. And I think that joins also what the colleague from Switzerland, you know, said, you know, in terms of emphasizing the importance of prevention and preparedness. Again, you know, it makes a lot of sense, but why aren't we doing it? You know, because we are so used to, you know, only responding to things that we see, that we already witness. But honestly, there is nothing smart in predicting something and witnessing that that thing we predict happened. Well, the real question is, you know, what could we have done to prevent it from happening? But we are still in that, you know, reactive mode. I think that flexibility also is required in a sense that forecasts may sometimes not materialize. But instead of seeing it, you know, as a wasted effort or something that we've done in vain, we should, you know, rather see it, you know, as a no-regret action. Because there are many other instances where indeed, you know, it happened and our investment, you know, have contributed to, you know, not only mitigating, but effectively responding and then building the resilience. And in those cases where even if it does not materialize, it contributing to fostering a culture of prevention, a culture of preparedness, and some of the investments, you know, made will be contributing into building the baseline of resilience that will help those communities to withstand shocks, you know, when those shocks, you know, come, you know, next time, you know, around. And I think we need also some very concrete type of funding mechanisms and streams, you know, to make that window, you know, work. And we are piloting it right now in a number of countries, 10, you know, to 15 countries, to continue building, you know, that evidence. And would like also to continue working with you and to continue driving it and building the critical mass, you know, that is, you know, required, you know, to move us all, you know, in that, you know, kind of a stream. So, then let me just, you know, reiterate again here. We really have to think, all of us, and I mean our collective we here, that the way then we respond. I mean, it's so painful. We saw really the famine in the Horn of Africa coming. We saw it coming, and it came. But what does it say, you know, to, you know, what we're really doing? You know, we know that there will be a monsoon season every year. I mean, it will be. No matter what, there will be a monsoon season. The question is not to prevent the monsoon season from happening. The question is, what are we going to do so that when that monsoon season happens, we will not have, you know, more people to care for than the number of people we had the year before and then the year before. So, you know, the excellent from Fiji was just, you know, giving the example of working with children, going to higher ground. I mean, all those things, you know, can be really done, and we can also apply it, you know, both to the prevention preparedness as well as to the, you know, forecast-based, you know, financing, you know, stream. The other value proposition and added advantage it brings is that it brings, you know, different sectors, you know, to work together in a collaborative way. Meteorological agencies, you know, civil protection, Red Cross movement, national, you know, and local governments, and all of those private sector, like we've just seen, you know, that will provide a good platform for true partnership, you know, in an operational manner, you know, not just, you know, in the design, you know, of the policy. So we are very, very, very committed, you know, to continue to engage in that, and I would like to really to thank you again, you know, for championing that, and we need, you know, many more, you know, champions, you know, in that regard to make it a norm, because we have really to take it, you know, as a norm rather than just, you know, being reactive. Okay.